Many thanks, Stephen. It's always a great pleasure to speak to the Royal Council for Voluntary Action. Good to be at your conference. Transforming local services, yeah. Discussion, I suppose, is around what we in local government are doing and how we work in partnership with yourselves. You're probably aware of the situation across local government. It's not brilliant. The financial climate at the current time is very tough. We put up a report the other week by the Institute of Fiscal Studies, and they, in that report, Betsy Powers commented there was something which she described as the slide of doom. And the slide of doom was a sort of finding from the Institute of Fiscal Studies that of the 100% of cuts that we required to make under the government's austerity programme, thus far we've made 6%, so 94% to go. Which is a little bit worrying. And why it's a little bit worrying is that the hard yards in terms of cuts start to come, and they come next year, and they obviously come particularly in the area of welfare reform. Welfare reform, I think, is going to be the defining issue of the coalition government. This is not a political point, but their ideas are utterly bonkers. In terms of taking forward those cuts, we stand here in the centre of Cardiff. This time next year, 27,000 people in Cardiff will be paying an extra £200 a year in terms of council tax. For the first time ever, they've never paid council tax before. They will have to pay council tax. And many of these people are not what I would describe, or what the Daily Express would describe, or the Daily Mail would describe as welfare scroungers. They're people in jobs. Council tax benefit, housing benefit, keeps them in jobs. And the result of that is that extra £200 that they'll pay on that, and that's of course if they're not under-occupying their house, is a wonderful bit of social engineering for you. So if they're not under-occupying their house, they'll pay an extra £200. That will push many people out of those jobs that they're currently in. Mercer Tydfil County Borough Council recently did a study, and it showed that the welfare cuts will take £9 million at the Mercer Tydfil County Borough Council. Mercer Tydfil doesn't need to have 9 pence taken out of it as opposed to £9 million. It's a very poor area, as we know. And that impact on the local economy as well is going to be devastating. And the reason I mention all this is the question to you in the third sector and to us in local government is how we're going to work together to mitigate some of this.